Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you this morning? You know me, I always just kind of roll out of bed when I do this show. I just can't seem to just, you know, get up at least 30 minutes before the show. It just doesn't seem to happen these days. But you know what? I don't feel too bad, though. I don't. I did a late night show last night to make up for canceling or postponing my show that I normally do on Monday nights, and did it last night. And but you know what? I'm here, and you know how I always feel about doing this show. Even when I'm sleepy and froggy throat and all of that good stuff, I love doing this show. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. Man, if I haven't wished you Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. Can you believe it? 2014. Oh, I've got stories to tell about 2014 already. I didn't think it would happen, but yeah, it did. But you know what? Let me jump into some music and let's just, you know, get this morning started together. Let's see. What do I want to play? What do I want to play? I think I will play... Oh, you know what? This song is called Dance Sister. It's by... Gerard Anthony, Eric Roberson, Darian, John Bibbs, and Waldman.
Hey, John, you know I know what you're talking about, man. Something about the situation seems type of later.
Yeah, I know the type of girl you're talking about. She never sweats, but she still work it out. Lord knows that she could fill in some jeans. And when she moving, she be blessing the seams, yeah. It's like I already know her.
It's the girl that made me lose my composure.
I thought she might have been an illusion, but when I saw two, I realized it was her. The girl that I'd been talking to had a damn sister. Is she good like you or the bad sister? I mean damn sister, I wonder what we should do now. We could be a damn sister, cause we could never be a crowd.
Around, around, around.
Sure tastes good to me. Could I be your lover? Not your friend, but your sex machine. Oh, need you in every way, mind, heart, and soul. Let me be the one, let me be the one. Please you, baby.
And I can't help but say damn.
Five foot nine with jet black hair.
Where did you come from? I really don't care. All I know is you got me wrapped up, and you ain't even said hello. You got me saying damn. Ooh, when she came around, I just had to smile. Can we talk for a while? Baby girl, I like your sway and your style. Go curvy, baby doll, I want you to introduce yourself to me. And we can just have a little bit of fun. Maybe later on you'll be Mrs. Roberson. You got me singing, baby. so in, I wanna know, can we be just friends? Not like music, so chat, we can kick the freestyle.
J.A., I wanna know you like they mean it in the Bible. And by the baddest that I've seen in all my travels, you and me together make one from two. And there ain't no other girl that looks better than you. Damn, sister,
way you look good to me.
It was overflowing with taste. It was wholesome. It was creamy and it was buttery. It was sweet with a twang of pepper. The love I saw, it was dark and simmered like red and black bean gumbo. I saw love the other day. As he held her hand and they walked in the sun, their footprints left blackberry stains. The visual was as strong as black coffee, but sweet as 4 teaspoons of brown sugar. What I saw made me hungry for love. I saw love the other day. I saw love. It was toast, browned and buttered on both sides. It was a tall drink of sunshine. It was maple syrup thick as they hugged tight. As they enjoyed the fruits of their love, the whole world was their patio. I saw love the other day. She placed her hand on his chest and he kissed her lips. She thought he was one big spoon and he was about to stir the grits in her pot. She had what he needed to bring him to the table. I saw love the other day. As they laughed together, their souls became nourished. You can tell I saw love the other day. You can tell she cooked his steak well done, and he loved her gravy and the lumps in her potatoes. They kissed again, and their tongues crumbled like grandma's cornbread. They were a full plate of love, freshness from the garden of a hothouse, seasoned and spicy, mixed just right, sun-dried and flavored from the ground up. They were happy as if they had just come from the kitchen and their bellies were full. They stepped like they were headed back for another big bowl of grits that need to be stirred and consumed. I saw love the other day. Damn, I'm hungry for love.
This is going out to a good friend of mine. A lot of y'all didn't know him like I did, you know? But there's one thing I want to say is that he deserved better than what he received, you feel me? I ain't gonna call no names, cause you know, you definitely gonna know when you hear this song. But we're gonna keep celebrating the life of one, Mr. Lee Daniels. And that's what's up.
There were times when I call you up. You had to say,
hey Lee, what you doing? Are you making music? Or are you eating something? I can hear your voice like yesterday. We're gonna live that smile. We spent a lifetime knowing you. And it was worth the while.
treated you. Cause if they don't know, we gon' let them know. And today is the day that you live on forever, never in a day.
Ooh,
Again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I kind of get an opportunity, you know, to start the early morning hours with you. And on Wednesday, you know, that hump day thing. It's a show that I decided that, you know, I wanted to create because I don't do an early morning show. But sometimes I think that we just need to, you know, be able to, you know, hear some good music, hear some positive thoughts, just hear a light story or two or whatever, something that kind of makes you feel good as you start the day and kind of finish out the week. One of the things that I miss about Flava Coffee House, my actual coffee house, is that I got to greet a lot of people every single morning. And I had regulars. I had regulars that came in to get their coffee. And when I decided to close Flava in 2008, they came in and told me that that was one of the draws, was just to be greeted by me. And I would wish them a good day. You know, I use endearing terms like baby and sweetheart and honey and things like that. And I don't know, that's, you know, just kind of like the mama in me, whatever. And I guess, you know, they really grew to appreciate that. And so that's kind of resurrecting what I did at Flava Coffee House here on Morning Coffee with Flava. So, again, I hope that you're doing well. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is day number 8 of 2014. How's it looking for you? You know, I made a conscious effort of how I wanted to enter into this year, and I did not disappoint myself either. It started out very, very good, but one thing I definitely have to keep in mind, is that, you know, obstacles will happen and challenges will happen. And as I preach to all of you, I need to remember it myself that, you know, it's how we choose to maneuver through those obstacles and challenges is how it's really, really going to affect us. And so I had to take a day off. I had to be kind of quiet, you know, because I kind of got hit with some stuff, some serious stuff. Let me just tell you, being an A&R rep for a record label ain't no joke. You know, I thought it was just going to be really about, you know, being able to up the ante on being able to support independent artists, you know, giving them an opportunity to, you know, get with a record label and all. But, man, there's so much more legal stuff, business stuff that goes along with it. But you know what? I love the challenge of it. I love the challenge. I've learned some great lessons, some valuable lessons going into this year. So you know what? It's all good. It really, really is all good. But I hope that you go into this new year just kind of focused, goal-oriented, you know, made some changes in the sense of what is going to bring you more peace. I preached a lot about, you know, attitude is everything in going into this year and being able to do those simple things that will make a difference for you, just you personally. And I don't know, you know, I can say for myself that I think it just really, really did, really, really did make a difference for me when I started working on that in 2013. When I let go of some things, when I learned to really, really forgive and move past. By no means am I saying I'm perfect. By no means do I think I handle everything okay, because that is not it. But I am much better at doing some things. I want to jump into some more music. There's a piece that I want to play by a dear, dear friend of mine. This man gives the best hugs. The best hugs. I don't know if you guys are into giving hugs and getting hugs and all, but I do. I love getting and giving hugs, but there's something about this man. He gives the best. This is Mr. Walter Finch with his piece, Humble Yourself.
father. He was absent at best. He had a hard time loving me. I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Yesterday,
oh, seems so far away, yet you still remain, still remain.
been a skinny girl, I got curves you can see clear across the world, but I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
Stand all embracing my identity,
cause ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. Guess what? I thought that I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my hands would spin. Cut off my hair, trimmed down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. I play some great indie music, don't I? It's all about indie music here on FM radio. That's my passion. That, you know, I used to identify myself as the indie artist cheerleader. Now I kind of think of myself as the indie artist advocate. Because I find myself doing much more than just waving my leopard pom-poms. But I will always, always wave my leopard pom-poms for the indie artist. So in that set, you heard my boy Walter Finch with Humble Yourself. Going into my family, Black Stacks with I Love My Life. And then De La Shaw out there on the East Coast with Still Remains featuring Sean Allen and Nat Burns. And then my girl Raj Jalari with Natural. Raj Jalari has a brand new album out. She hit the streets running on January 1st. It's called Journey of a Woman. So if you have not heard it, if you are not familiar with it, please go Google Raj Jalari. That's RAJDULARI. My group Black Stacks is going to be performing down at El Corazon on the 19th, a celebration for Martin Luther King's Day with Cheyenne Salah and the Republic of Sound, also Clientele and E. Pruitt Band. So if you are in Seattle, come on down and celebrate with us. It's some great, great music and great fellowship around the music. So that's on January 19th at El Corazon. But anyway, you know, today is a good day. you know, today is a good day. And I definitely, you know, believe that we can change a day simply by changing our attitude, simply by sharing a smile with somebody. This is the day I really, really encourage you to go out and just, you know, share a smile. Share a smile with a stranger. You just never know how a simple act like that can make a big, big difference. I want to say something. I'm going to try not to cry. But I think it's just kind of important for me to say and for you to really, really think about. If you've got elderly parents that in your world, in your life, really, really love them and care for them, you know, let them know they matter. Let them know the difference that they made in your world. I'm very, very blessed to have had the opportunity, you know, to take care of my father. This past year, living under the same roof. We lived under the same roof at one point, 3 years ago or something. Then he moved to Colorado to live with my brother for a little while, and then he came back to Seattle and went into a retirement community. But he didn't like the retirement community, which I didn't blame him. So we set out to find a house that I could move him into, so I could care for him full time, and along with my children's help, and it's been a blessing. But yesterday, my daddy kind of threw me for a curve, and I had to sit down and plan his funeral. It's not that it wasn't a conversation that we hadn't had before, because I'd had it over the years. But yesterday, he was real serious about it, you know, and needed me to understand and wanted to make it easier on me. He is 91 years old now, and I'm very, very blessed to even be able to have this conversation with him at this point. I tell him all the time that there are a lot of people way younger than him that wish that they were in his shoes, because he's so still with it. You know, I mean, he doesn't remember everything, and we can't sit and have long conversations too much, because it's kind of hard for him to track and comprehend and respond quickly and things, and I know that frustrates him, but he remembered everything, you know, pretty much who needed to be called to, you know, how he wanted his service to go, where he wanted his service, you know, who he wanted involved, all these things. And so I listened and I took notes, and I'll be honest, I went upstairs and cried, you know, because I have to accept the fact that at this age, I know I don't have that much longer for him. So I cherish this time with him. We took a picture not that long ago when we went and got a haircut, and it's so funny because I'm Japanese and German, and a good portion of my life, people couldn't tell that I was half Asian, and I looked a lot like my German mother. And so I posted up this picture that I took not that long ago yesterday, and it's so funny because I looked at it and people were telling me I looked like my daddy, or I had my daddy's smile. And, you know, over the years I was told I had my daddy's cheeks or whatever, but it's kind of funny because when I look at it, I do. I see that I look like my daddy. So, anyway, you know, love your parents. Love your parents. And, you know, appreciate them bringing you into this world and for all the lessons that you learned from them. And I pray that you had a great relationship with your parents, or a parent, or an elder who raised you, that you can sit back and smile and say, yeah, I learned life from that person, because I definitely learned life from my daddy. Sometimes I know he wants to shake his head and say, what happened to my daughter? She just gets herself into so much craziness. But you know what? My daddy did it too when he was younger. Oh, the things he used to do to help other people, and advocate and be an activist. And I learned it from him. I learned it from him and my godmother, because they were always doing something in the community, something in the church. you know, something to make a difference for other people. And I think I just come by it naturally. I don't know if you can necessarily say genetics. Don't know if you can, you know, necessarily say that it's something that, you know, I was born with, but I do feel that I naturally come by this, and being in a position to support others is my passion. It's my love, and it comes from my daddy. So shout out to my daddy, Reverend Peter Koshy, and I'm very, very blessed. I'm very, very blessed to be your daughter. So I'm going to jump back in and play some more music. We've got about 14 more minutes to share together. I haven't even made any coffee or tea. How about you? Are you having some coffee? If you are, put a little vanilla creamer in it for me, because that's how I like mine. I'm going to play a piece by an artist that I have supported for many, many years, and I'm really excited that he is a part of Monarchy Records with Spectrum Music Group, the label that I work for. This is Matt Cusin with Every Step.
I'm running away.
right in that little shorts that I played, Matt Cusin with Every Step, and then Gabby with her piece, The One, produced by Meds Music, an amazing, amazing person, amazing team out there in Atlanta, Georgia, creating and producing some amazing music with some top independent artists, in my opinion. So here we are, coming to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flava on Wednesday, hump day. I hope you enjoyed the music that I shared with you today. It's just kind of my way of coming and spending a little time with you as we start this day together. You know, you just never know. You just never know, and I want you to know I come because I care. I come because I want to spend some time, and I come because I want to just say good morning to you and wish you an amazing, amazing day. You know, sometimes it just takes, you know, a few kind words, a smile, just someone saying, you know, I care about you. So definitely before you start your day and you head out that door, you know, look in the mirror. And know that you matter. Give yourself a big, big hug because you are definitely loved. And I appreciate every one of you that come and listen to not only Morning Coffee with Flava, but to those that come and support all or any of the shows that I do on FM radio. Going into this year, my business partner, Mark Van Clagett, and I merged our companies, and so we're doing a lot of different projects, but one of them is the radio station, so that's why it's called FM Radio or Flava Marlix Radio. Mark's working on a logo for us to use for the radio station and our projects, so I'm really, really excited about that. He's a great man to work with. I've learned so much about the industry just because he's been in it a long time. He understands the ins and outs. He's seen all the changes that the industry has gone through, and I value him so very much. So it's an honor, you know, to work with him and to merge our two businesses together. But my girl Monica Monet is celebrating her birthday on January 12th. And the way we're celebrating this year for Monica's birthday is we are releasing the official video for her single called Feelings, and I'm really excited. I'm very, very proud to say that Flava News is the official sponsor of this particular video. I'm very proud of Monica. I'm very proud to work with her. She's one of the hardest working solo artists out there. I mean, she does a lot of the work herself, and she's a perfectionist when it comes to her sound. She's a perfectionist in how things go down when it comes to her business, and she takes it very, very serious. So please join us online, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, whatever social network. Trust and believe, we will be posting out the video on that day over and over and over. The one thing that we ask is that you watch it, really, and let us know what you think. On top of the fact, share it with your networks. That's how the indie artist gets out there, is when we share and we show their support. Monica Monet is definitely worth supporting. She's got some projects coming up this year that I'm very excited to also be a part of, an album called Conversations with Monica Monet. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, join us on January 12th as we celebrate Monica Monet's birthday with the official release of the video for Feelings. So I'm going to play Feelings by Monica Monet as I close out today's show. Please, please know that I care and that I wish you many, many blessings as we enter this day. Have a great, great day. When
to take your time. Move slow, lean on the road. I keep telling myself, take your time. Move slow, lean on the road. I keep telling myself.
Yeah.
Fade away.
Fade away.